Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, March 17th. You'll be interested to know, 1,564 years ago, today in 461, St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, is said to have died. His legacy endures as his feast day is celebrated widely across Ireland and the United States, honoring his significant influence on Irish culture and Christian heritage. Happy St. Paddy's! So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's rain, and it feels like 55 degrees, with 22 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:44, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a cloudy day with steady rain and a high near 59, accompanied by a gusty southwest wind. Expect a good amount of rainfall, possibly up to an inch. Tonight, we'll see more rain before midnight with a low around 39 and light northwest winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be at 8, with a high tide at 2:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 40 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a slight chance of rain showers Tuesday morning, then partly sunny skies with a high near 53. Wednesday remains mostly sunny with a similar high. Thursday brings a chance of rain late, with a high near 57. Rain is likely Friday, cooling down to around 47. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows in the upper 30s to low 30s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a significant development, for the first time in decades, trains on the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority subway system have reached speeds of 50 miles per hour. Commuters on the Red Line's Braintree branch experienced this speedy surprise early Friday morning. This milestone marks the first time in over 20 years that subway trains have exceeded 40 miles per hour. According to MBTA General Manager Phil Eng, the improvements are part of a commitment to enhance service. Additionally, officials plan to increase speeds on the Orange Line to 55 miles per hour later this year. Now on to sports. The Auburn Tigers have been named the number one overall seed in the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, which kicks off on Tuesday. Joining Auburn are the Duke Blue Devils, the Houston Cougars, and the Florida Gators, each leading their respective regions. Notably, the St. John's Red Storm, under coach Rick Pitino, finished the regular season with an impressive 30 wins and 4 losses. Duke's star forward Cooper Flagg is expected to return after an ankle injury. The Southeastern Conference made history with 14 teams earning tournament bids, including the notable Missouri Tigers, who rebounded after a challenging previous season. In local sports, last night, the Bruins and Celtics were off. Tonight, the Bruins, with a record of 30-30-8, host the Sabres in Beantown. David Pastrnak shines with 34 goals and 48 assists. The Bees are favored by 1.5 at the Garden. Tomorrow night, the Celtics, leading the series 3-0, host the Brooklyn Nets at TD Garden. Jason Tatum, averaging 30 points, leads Boston with a formidable home record of 23-12. The Nets, with a challenging 22-45 season, face injury woes, missing key players like D'Angelo Russell. In top news, officials in Washington have significantly underestimated the threat posed by drones in United States airspace. According to Glenn Van Herk, the former joint commander of North American Aerospace Defense Command and United States Northern Command. Mysterious drone swarms were spotted over Langley Air Force Base in Virginia, yet no effective policies exist to address this issue. Van Herk noted that these drones could be surveilling critical infrastructure. General Gregory Gillode, Van Herk's successor, emphasized the need for increased authority to protect military installations. With drone incidents increasing, vigilance and swift action are essential to safeguard national security. In business news, the recent decline of the NASDAQ has sparked concerns of a potential tech bubble, reminiscent of the dot-com crash, which saw the index plummet by 78% from its peak in 2000. As we mark 25 years since that event, investors are again grappling with fears of unsustainable growth, particularly with the rise of artificial intelligence. According to experts, understanding market cycles is crucial. Current sentiment indicates we may be in the concern and fear phase, suggesting further declines could be ahead. However, some strategists argue that today's market does not exhibit classic bubble behavior, as valuations are supported by genuine profits. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% over the weekend to about $82,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just under $1,900. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 0.5% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Two NASA astronauts, Barry Wilmore and Sunita Williams, are preparing to return to Earth this week after an extended stay aboard the International Space Station. They have been stuck on the station for more than 9 months, while the SpaceX capsule, which recently delivered a new crew, arrived just after midnight on Sunday. The astronauts' mission was originally intended for a brief stay, but complications with Boeing's Starliner stranded them. Both astronauts expressed readiness to return, with Williams noting that being in space is pretty spectacular, while Wilmore stated they trust NASA's decision-making regarding their journey home. And in entertainment news, ahead of the retrial, Investigation Discovery is set to release the documentary A Body in the Snow, The Trial of Karen Reed, which explores whether Reed accidentally reversed her SUV over boyfriend John O'Keefe, or was wrongfully accused to shield Boston police officers involved in his death. Director Terry Dunn-Murr describes the unprecedented access to Reed and her legal team during the first trial, emphasizing its significance. The series aims to showcase Reed's struggle against the system and the complex dynamics surrounding this high-profile case. It premieres tonight on Max. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Og Mandino. And he said, "Failure will never overtake me. if my determination to succeed is strong enough. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.